The Damn Truth, Love is Blindness. They'll be at MTELUS tonight. And The Faces, Ooh La La, another one of those songs that was brought back to the fore in movie soundtracks, released back in 1973. Appropriate for today, the 50th birthday of Shom, kicking off this morning with the morning show, and it will continue throughout the day. Nick Farkas has come to join us. Nick is, I wanted to get this right, Senior Vice President of Booking Concerts and Events for Evenco. Good morning, Mr. Vice President. How are you?
Good
Nick?
Morning. Happy birthday, Shom.
Thank you. Nice of you to come on in. I know you got a present for us and a present for folks listening.
We
this
had
morning.
A gold ticket made for you guys. Be careful. It's heavy. It's heavy. It's heavy.
Holy shnikes. Wow. That's really beautiful. Is this, are we on the Facebook Live?
We're on the Facebook. Oh, yeah. We should show it on the Facebook. Oh, no. The Facebook Live is big.
I mean, sure. Thanks.
I think it's okay to say that.
Camera. Here you go.
There we go.
Can you see that? Wow, that's beautiful, Nick. What it's a to describe it, if you're listening and wondering what the hell, it's a big version of our 50th logo. Can people see that on the Fatcha book?
Absolutely.
It says, Evenco wishes Shom 97.7 a happy 50th anniversary. Thank you for supporting local and international shows in Montreal for over 50 years. The Spirit of Rock. And it's gold, and I won't need to go to the gym today because it weighs about 10-15 pounds.
Phil, you spelt Shom wrong. How'd you do that?
Phil, I forgot. Phil Vandenbrand, who used to be with us, is now with Evenco, also came to visit. Got a nice Shom memory? Nick, you're a Montrealer.
So many Shom memories. I grew up in NDG. You know, it's funny. I was like driving over here, and I was trying to think of my Shom memories, and they're memories of bad things.
Really?
Well, just deaths. Like, I remember, like, you know what, thinking like Kurt Cobain, you know, like hearing about great things, like new concerts coming up and amazing new songs. Yeah. But it's funny, like the things that I initially thought of was John Lennon and Kurt Cobain.
I was just going to say, this morning I encouraged people to text in Shom memories and Shom song favorites. And a number of them were the death of John Lennon.
Yeah, John Lennon
The night that John Lennon died, a lot of people were listening to the radio, or a lot of people heard it on Monday Night Football from Howard Cosell and then came to Shom
to find out more
information.
Yeah, it was interesting that those were the things that came back to me. But obviously, you know, growing up in Montreal, it was, you know, it was the only place you got music. Like for me, the music I was listening to was just...
Yeah, and it was a place where I love to hear Donald K. Donald say there's plenty of good seats still available. Because if you look back at the history, really it was Donald primed the pump. Mm-hmm. Right, he's the guy that had all of these relationships with. I remember Donald would tell me great stories about, you know, and times have changed, and you and I have talked about this. Donald get on the phone with John Reed, Elton John's manager, and they would scream at each other about the money and the settlement and everything else, and then they go out for dinner after.
Yeah, that hasn't changed. I don't scream. I get yelled at more than do the yelling.
But do you still have those kinds of relationships?
For sure.
You pick up the phone and call.
Sure.
You know, I don't know who's. It's not Paul McGinnis anymore, is it? Is he still?
I think he's still there. He's definitely still there. Yeah. I deal more with agents, a lot of, you know, agents calling, and then managers as well. But it's a different game than when Donald was there. And
Terry,
it's Donald. I got some tickets to give away.
Yeah. The business has changed. Our business has changed. Everything has changed, of course, in the last 50 years. Let me ask you, have you had a pinch yourself moment? Have you been, since you've been in the concert business, because I know, you know, I've had a couple of moments where I've either been, you know, in the front row or side stage. I remember the first time, you know, in the days when they were letting radio announcers go on stage. One night I was asked to bring Rush on stage. I'll never forget that as long as I live. There are moments where I had to pinch myself and say, you know, how did this kid from Verdun get here? Have you had a moment where you're standing somewhere and you think, cripes, how did this kid from NDG get here?
I honestly have them all the time still, and that's, I think, why I'm still doing this 20-something years later. But it's funny because there are little things where you're, you know, like, early on, it was meeting artists, and, you know, it was incredible. Like, actually meeting people, you know, like seeing Joe Strummer backstage at, I remember my wife and I, we just probably started dating, and we went to Toronto, and we went to see Joe Strummer, singer for The Clash.
Yep.
And as we're walking, we saw him in Montreal, then we went to Toronto, and as he walked by, he touched my wife's shoulder. And my wife was like, oh my, I'm never going to wash my shoulder again. And just that sort of like being that proximity to artists. I remember like seeing Lars from Metallica and was backstage at Bell Center, and I like turned a corner and I'd seen him so much in my mind and on TV and like on videos.
It's funny the effect that
and I was like, hey? I was like, hey, like I knew him. Yeah. Like I was like, hey, how's it go?
Hey,
and then I was like, oh shit, I don't actually know who I am. So that sort of thing, you get the proximity that there's, it's a very strange feeling.
It's nice. I like to hear that, Nick. It's nice that that hasn't gone away, because that's the reason I still get up in the middle of the night, because it hasn't gone away for me yet either.
I think, you know, when you meet artists and they're super nice people, and you're always shocked. And then it's like,
and there's that moment, you know, there's that moment. Like, I remember when, you know, Donald took me to backstage at Jerry Park. It wasn't even his show. To meet Elton John, because he had a great relationship with Elton John. And I am the world's biggest Elton John fan. I used to hang his records up in my room. And, you know, the door of the trailer flung open, and we came around the corner, and there was Elton John. And there's that moment where you, like, everything stops.
Yep.
You know, all the air gets sucked out of your lungs, and you have to pinch yourself.
Yeah, 14-year-old you become.
Yeah, that's what I think. That's what I said to Elton John was, hey, very nice to meet you.
Yeah, I've done a few of those, and it's always super embarrassing.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Okay, you have a present for people that are listening to Show 'Em. How is this going to work now?
Esteban.
So, we're asking our listeners. This is a little self-indulgent.
That's okay.
We're asking our listeners to wish us a happy birthday by playing Happy Birthday to us.
Okay.
So you could take a video. Mm-hmm. You could either post it directly to our Show 'Em Facebook page. Make sure to tag at Show 'Em 977. That way we can see it.
Okay.
You could share a YouTube link onto our page. Okay. Whatever you do, it has to be a video. It has to be you playing or singing.
Okay.
Happy birthday.
If you don't play an instrument, that doesn't matter,
you can
right?
sing.
You could just sing?
You could sing. You could get the spoons out. Just
play
tap
the kazoo.
Along, right?
Play the kazoo.
Triangle.
Okay.
Kazoo's underrated.
Post it on our Show 'Em Facebook page.
Yeah.
Make sure you tag us so that we can see it.
Okay.
And our judges will go through them.
Okay.
And they'll deliberate.
Who are the judges?
Okay. I can't say. It's top secret.
And what's the prize? What do you win?
Well, Nick's brought in some prizes.
We have tickets to Oceaga next year with July 31, August 1, 2. Not even on sale yet. You get a first crack to get two tickets to Oceaga for next year.
For the whole 15th weekend?
15th anniversary. Yes.
Whole weekend.
15th anniversary. That's another pinch myself moment. I can't believe that thing's been going on for 15 years.
Wow. That's amazing. That's a nice feather.
Phil's got the day off, so he could help you do the judging.
Okay. You came in on your day off, Phil?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Dedication.
God love you. That's dedication. Okay.
We also have another prize, though.
What?
We have another prize.
Oh, that's right.
You forgot the most important thing.
I'm looking right at it. You know, that's really quite something.
We have a guitar and an amp that is going to a budding rock star in the future.
All right. Now, how does this work? How do you win the Fender?
I will hold it up.
Oh.
I feel like Vanna White.
On the Facebook there. Okay. Now, how do we win the Fender guitar?
Oh, you're supposed to know that.
So we'll keep sending videos in.
Okay, so this is all part of the... Oh, okay.
Contest. I didn't know.
Yeah, all right, so there you go. Is that what it is? I didn't go to any of the meetings. I got to host the event tonight. I'm too busy to go to the meetings.
This is beautiful, okay. By the way. Fender, thank you, Fender.
Yeah, that's an amazing, amazing prize.
So it needs to be on Facebook. Don't email us, don't call us, don't text us and be like, well, I don't have...
Yeah.
Find a way.
Okay. So, and you've got a hashtag. What's the hashtag?
So you Show 'Em 977. Okay. So make sure that shows up. Right. It'll show up in our feed. It'll show up in our notifications, and we'll go through them.
Nick, thank you very much. Say hi to the crew.
Will do.
And
happy 50th. We'll see you tonight.
Really, really, that'll get, I don't know who's going to put that up, but that'll get mounted somewhere here in the
Use the extra heavy screw.
Thank you very much. Nick Farkas and Phil Vandenbrand from Avenco to wish us a happy 50th on the actual day. It's our 50th birthday today here at Show 'Em 752.